Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield was one of 4,701 fans in attendance at the Sudbury Community Arena on Friday night as the Sudbury Wolves were at home taking on their Central Division rivals, the Barrie Colts. Ben West was the starting goaltender for Barrie while Jakub Vindras returned to the net for the Wolves. Right out of the gate, Barrie tested Vindras early, but the Wolves' netminder was there to shut the door and keep the game scoreless. 4:30 into the opening period, Quentin Mustie scored his 12th goal of the season to put Sudbury on top with a 1-0 lead. David Goyette's assist on the goal proved to be his 200th career point in the Ontario Hockey League. The Wolves peppered West with shots but didn't score again until under 5 minutes remaining in the period, when Dalibor Vorsky scored his 11th of the season to give the Wolves a 2-0 lead heading into the first intermission. Sudbury came back onto the ice flying in the second period when Mustie scored his second of the game 46 seconds into the period to give the Wolves a big 3-0 lead. Less than 1 minute later, Vorsky followed up with his second of the game to give Sudbury a very commanding lead, by a score of 4-0. Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield was in Sudbury December 1 to visit Snowlab, and he posted this selfie to his social media. Hadfield also took in the Sudbury Wolves game on Friday. Image. Chris Hadfield. At the 2:42 mark of the second period, the Colts attempted to chip away at Sudbury's lead with Riley Patterson's 7th goal of the season to make the score 4-1 for Sudbury. With just over 7 minutes remaining in the middle frame, Vorsky would complete the hat trick, his first in the OHL, and also restore Sudbury's 4-goal lead, with the Wolves now leading 5-1. At the 14:03 mark of the period, Bo Jelsma would score for Barrie, his 8th of the season, making the score 5-2 for the Wolves. 10 seconds later, David Goyette would score to make the score 6-2 for the hometown Wolves. Just 10 seconds after T. Barrie would strike again with Eduard Sale scoring his 7th of the season, closing the gap to 6-3 for Sudbury. 28 seconds later, Barrie would score again to make the score 6-4 with another goal from Bo Jelsma, his 9th of the season and 2nd of the game. Nathan Villeneuve of the Wolves would cap off a 9-goal period with his 6th of the season, with 3:41 remaining in the second, and this is how the period would end, with Sudbury leading 7-4 with 1 period left to play. Zach Weigel would score for Barrie under 5 minutes into the third to begin to chip away at Sudbury's lead, making the score now 7-5. At the 5:01 mark of the period, Barrie would pull within a single goal when Cole Beaudoin scored his 10th of the season, making the score 7-6 for Sudbury. It was at this point when Nate Krawczuk took over in net for Sudbury over Jakub Vindras. With 7:30 remaining in the period, Goyette would score again to increase the Wolves' lead to 8-6. Matthew Mania would end the scoring at the 18:17 mark of the period with his first of the season to seal the victory for the Wolves, in an exciting, high-scoring affair, with the Sudbury Wolves winning 9-6. The Wolves finally got their power play going in this game, scoring 5 goals on 6 opportunities, while Barrie managed to score 3 times while shorthanded. With the win, the Sudbury Wolves now have a record of 12 wins, 10 losses and 1 overtime loss on the season. The next game for the Wolves is on the road in Mississauga against the Mississauga Steelheads on Sunday, December 3, with a scheduled start time of 2 p.m. Then they return home against the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds on Wednesday, December 6 at 7:05 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.